Hare Krishna. Find the balance between laxity and stringency through empathy. Oh, sometimes, say when parents are dealing with children, they can go to two extremes. One is they become lax and permissive and let the child do whatever they want, which a child wants, and that the child may engage in dangerous, destructive things such as playing with fire and burning oneself. On the other hand, the parents can go to the other extreme and become stringent. You know, that they become excessively strict and overbearing, and thus they end up actually choking the child. The child also needs some room to grow. But empathy is what enables them to find the balance. If the children, parents remember that they were also children at one time, and in childhood, some amount of restlessness and playfulness is natural and necessary in the process of growth. So they can in that way create a acceptable parameter for the child to play around with, and not being stringent and not being so lax as to allow unnecessary danger also. The Bhagavad Gita indicates that our mind is restless, and in that sense it is also like a child. In 6.35, Krishna says in the 6.34, Arjuna says actually that chanchalam himanah Krishna pramathi balavadrudham tasyaham nikraham manye vayoriva sudushkaram. Says the chanchalam, the mind is restless. The chanchala ta is associated, is an adjective, is a describer that is frequently associated with the mind and with the child actually. And further Krishna describes also chanchalam himanah Krishna pramathi balavadrudham. It is mad, it is forceful, it is obstinate. And therefore, controlling it is extremely difficult. Vayorivasudushkaram, like controlling the wind. Extremely difficult. Now, interestingly, Krishna responds to this by saying, Asamshayam mahabaho manodurnigraham chalam abhyasena tu kaunteya vairagyena cha grihyate. So, Krishna responds by saying, Asamshayam mahabaho. Arjuna, no doubt it is difficult to control the mind. Manodurnigraham chalam, but abhyasena tu kaunteya vairagena cha grihyate, by practice and by detachment it's possible. So actually here Krishna empathizes with Arjuna. For Krishna as God, controlling the mind is not difficult, but Krishna recognizes that for Arjuna and for all of us conditioned souls, controlling the mind is difficult. But abhyasa and vairagya, by practice, by diligence and by detachment. What does this combination of diligence and detachment mean? It can refer to the way a parent disciplines a child. So when the child starts going towards restless things, toward dangerous things, there has to be diligence in bringing the child back. Abhyasa. Similarly, when the mind starts going towards sinful or immoral or terrible things like that, unconscionable things, then we have to drag the mind back and bring it under control. At the same time, there has to be detachment also. It's not that we can expect the mind to give up its past thought patterns, its default modes of thinking overnight. Or we can't expect it to give it up just because we have made a resolution to live purely. The mind may still go in impure directions. So if we just expect always to have pure thoughts, then we will set ourselves up for frustration. Rather, we need to know that sometimes impure thoughts will come in the mind, but we don't dwell on those thoughts, we don't let those thoughts grow, and we don't act on those thoughts. So like that, when we are firm at the same time realistic, then gradually recognizing that the mind is like a child right now, and we have allowed it to stay as a child for so long. So we can't expect it to grow overnight. Just as a child doesn't grow overnight. At the same time, the child also needs to be regulated and trained, by which as the body grows up, the child also grows up internally, grows in maturity. So like that, if we just keep the growth of the mind is stimulated by its exposure to Krishna. Now, the growth of the mind means basically the mind grows in its conception of what brings real happiness. Presently, the mind thinks that it is worldly things, sensual things that provide happiness. But as the mind grows towards goodness, it starts understanding, oh, there are deeper concepts that bring serenity. And then as it goes towards transcendence, then it realizes that it is Krishna who brings the deepest fulfillment, deepest serenity, deepest ecstasy. So if we keep exposing the mind to Krishna diligently, then that abhyasa of bhakti yoga, that diligence in practicing bhakti yoga, will stimulate the mind to grow up gradually. And as the mind keeps growing up, then as the mind keeps growing up, eventually it will realize that actually Krishna and absorption in Krishna gives far greater happiness than anything in this world. And thus the mind will move towards Krishna. And when at that time when the mind becomes attracted to Krishna, it will have grown up. It will become our friend, as the Bhagavad Gita says in 6.6, at the controlled mind is our friend. So while we are going through the process, while our mind, we are subjecting the mind to the process of growth, we need to find the balance between laxity, where we let the mind go wherever it wants, and stringency, where we expect the mind, where we unrealistically expect the mind to not go to anywhere in the impure directions, by having some amount of regulation, by understanding what that level of regulation will be based on empathy, recognizing that the mind is a child, and just like children are restless, we ourselves were restless when we were children. So similarly, the mind will also be restless, and giving it a scope for its restlessness, without giving it unlimited scope, we can, and that bhakti yoga offers us that scope by offering us many diverse activities through which we can connect with Krishna, and thus we can move onwards towards Krishna and make our mind increasingly absorbed and satisfied in Him. Thank you. Hare Krishna.